It's a Friday. It's time for Flo Tess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene, doing her thing for KEZI Sports. Catch it, channel 709 on your Comcast system in high def, KEZI.com. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle Kristen E. Rogers. Yep, spell it like the guy who wears 12 for the Packers. We welcome in Kristen Rogers. KR, how you doing?
I'm great, Steve. I'm loving this Flotus Friday stuff, though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We're thinking of having T-shirts made.
Let's go.
So I know you're a legitimate sports nut. Grew up in the Bay Area, went to USC. Of course, now you're working in a Pac-12 town doing this for a living. Conference tournament week leading up to the big dance. On your personal favorite time of the sports year list, how high up is where we're at right now?
Oh, this is pretty high. I mean, you know, growing up right next to Stanford University, obviously Stanford, their basketball program has always been, well, at least growing up, it was a little bit better than it was or has been in the past few years, specifically right now. But basketball has always been huge, especially college basketball. And there's something fun about, you know, conference tournaments. You know, for a lot of guys, like if you want to look at Oregon State teams, it's really a chance to kind of solidify and get into the tournament. And then if you look at an Oregon, it's, you know, just trying to see how high your seeding can go. So there's always a lot more than just bragging rights on the line. So it's definitely a very, very fun time of the year.
Now, you were at Oregon's Pro Day as the Ducks tried to strut their NFL stuff. I like the angle where, you know, the analysts are going to come out with ratings. You asked the guys themselves what they thought of how they did. And obviously a lot of folks wondering about Vernon Adams at the next level. Overall, how did he do, and what did he have to say about his performance?
Yeah, so Vernon gave himself a B for yesterday, which I think is somewhat fair. The only guy I should say that gave himself an A was Tyler Johnstone. It's Tyler. And two, he only participated in position drills. So he said he felt fine. And then when I joked with him that he was the only guy that gave himself an A, he was like, okay, wait, maybe you should move that down to like a B+ or something like that.
Nice.
But other than that, everyone else gave themselves Bs, and Vernon basically said that throwing-wise, he did great running and doing some of those drills. He said he wasn't as strong as he would like to, but he did qualify that, saying, you know, he's not a receiver or a running back, so that's not that important. I think probably the most interesting thing that came out of Pro Day and talking with Vernon was that his only official meeting during the combine was with the Steelers. Huh. And it's kind of funny if you think about Ben Roethlisberger being like a foot plus taller than Vernon, and then you have Vernon himself. So I think the only thing they have some similarities in style of life, you really want to get into it, but I think their biggest similarity is the fact that they both have the word big in their nickname. You got Big Ben and Big Play VA. So what? Maybe they'll both be in a Steeler country. But he did say he did talk with Chip Kelly briefly, but it wasn't an official meeting. So 49ers still seem like a viable option possibly, but I think I heard the stat yesterday that only five quarterbacks in the last 10 years of the draft have been drafted that are under 6 feet tall. So Vernon really is kind of playing a numbers game right now. And I think obviously he will be the sixth, and where he gets picked up is kind of, you know, anyone's guess at this point.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to, all the teams you're going to hear about are going to go out the window, and it's going to just be late on draft day if he doesn't get a unrestricted free agent opportunity. Now, some are saying DeForest Buckner probably going to follow Deion Jordan to the top five of next month's draft. Certainly an element of logic to that. A lot of people have them high on their boards. And speaking to you, how did Defo feel about what he got done yesterday?
So Defo also gave himself a B, but again, I think all these guys are being a little modest.
Okay.
But Defo looked great yesterday, and he did say he thinks he's the best, you know, D lineman in the country right now. Pretty much exactly what Joey Bosa said during his workouts in the combine. So I think it's good that he has that mentality. I think there were a lot of questions about his hands. Obviously, Defo had like the largest hands ever. He was joking that he's been living with them his entire life. So it's not that monumental for him. But to have record-breaking hands at the NFL Combine is a pretty big deal, in my opinion. But I think he's great. I do think that he will get picked up probably, you know, five, somewhere around like that. But he looked great yesterday. You can tell that he's really enjoying the whole process so far, he said he had a 15 official meetings. Couldn't list them all, but he honestly just couldn't remember. But he had 15 official meetings at the Combine.
All right. I'm a big Braylon Addison fan. I think he's just that kind of player who won't bowl you over with speed or many of the things that show up on a stopwatch. He's just great at football. Your evaluation, and what did BA have to say about his pro day?
Yeah, that's exactly, you're exactly right there when you say he's just a great football player. And Braylon can play so many positions and play so many different, you know, on so many different teams on the field, if you want to talk about special teams versus offense. And he says he just considers himself a football player. And he will play for whatever team in whatever position takes him. He just wants to be in the NFL. And I think that's the right mindset for a great athlete like him to have. Probably my favorite moment talking with Braylon yesterday, though, was he said he's probably not even going to watch the draft. He said that he plans on going fishing or riding some jet skis, and he doesn't want to deal with the anxiety of watching the draft. He's going to go fishing. Now, obviously, I had to follow that question up with, where do you go fishing, Braylon? And his answer was, I don't know how to fish, but he's going to try to learn in the next few months. So until the draft, he's going to be staying in shape and learning how to fish.
He should probably leave his phone home if he wants to remain cut off.
Yeah.
We continue with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. I mentioned at the top as you're a recent USC grad. So Wednesday night, the Trojans beat up the Bruins again in basketball. First time since 1942, three wins in a single season. You know this rivalry, the pride UCLA takes in being the boss in hoops, the history. USC also crushed them in football. For pure rivalry spite, how sweet is it right now for fans of USC?
Oh, no. I mean, USC fans are over the moon about this, especially in basketball. I mean, you know, I think I've talked about this with you before, Steve, but for the longest time, it's always been that USC runs LA when it comes to football and UCLA runs LA when it comes to basketball. And this season, you know, more recently, things have kind of been changing. You know, UCLA has had a very, very good football program for the past few years. And then USC this year killing them in basketball. And the only unfortunate thing is that SC fans honestly don't travel very well to the conference tournament. That's kind of the one downside. And unfortunately, that's because USC is such a football-centric program that basketball kind of comes second. So I think that now that the Trojans this season have, you know, won three great games over the Bruins, that there's going to start to be some more attention and basketball is going to start picking up some more traction. And Andy Enfield and Slam City and the program that he's creating over there at the Galen Center is going to start to get a lot more visibility. And hopefully next season, as actually Pac-12 just announced, it's not going to be at MGM Grand. It's going to be at the new T-Mobile Center for the next 3 years. But for the next conference tournament, hopefully more SC fans will be able to travel to Vegas and make it. It's not that far of a drive.
Nice. Interesting. I didn't know that. Obviously tonight, yeah. Arizona-Oregon. Trip to the conference final on the line. You mentioned earlier the Ducks are in essence in the running for everything. Chance to land maybe as the best team in program history. Now you get to interact. You talk with the guys. You talk with the coaches. You've seen how they've played on the road. Would you say that this team has more of a quiet confidence, or are they just flat out confident about what they can do?
I think it's been more of a quiet confidence this season, but it really depends on the game. I think what coaches always preach is that you need to have kind of that one game focus where you can't look ahead of yourselves. And I think Oregon this year has fallen in the trap of looking ahead of themselves and, you know, kind of dropping a few games on the road. But I think they're confident going against Arizona purely because they snapped that 40-game home win streak down to McHale Center earlier this season. And knowing that both teams are on the road. Oregon has picked up some good road wins this season. However, I think the interesting thing is that Vegas hasn't really reflected that. Going into today, I think Oregon was a 2.5-point underdog to Arizona. It's now bumped up where Oregon's about a 1-point underdog to the Wildcats, but, you know, really you could call it a pick 'em. And I think that I think that's interesting that people still see Arizona as the team that you should bet for if you are betting in Vegas. But I think Oregon's confident going into this game, and I think they they won't talk about it, but they know what this can do for the program as a whole, as you mentioned, and possibly being the one of the best seasons in history, and then, you know, going on to the NCAA, making sure that they can kind of bump up that seeding a little bit. So I think they know the consequences, but really they're just solely focused on Arizona.
What is this betting line you speak of? I'm not very familiar with it. How does that work? No, I'm only kidding, obviously. So I guess you didn't make the trip to Vegas. You're here. What is up your sleeve as far as what you'll be doing for KEZI this weekend and into next week?
This week, well, today specifically, everything is crazy considering we have high school basketball playoffs, and then there's track going up in Portland, and, you know, the NCAA indoor track is also going on this weekend as well. So we'll have all that covered, and I'll be on the desk covering all that for you guys this weekend. On Sunday, I will be with the Ducks for Selection Sunday
nice.
Over at Matt Knight Arena, and then it is looking, if you look at the current bracketology, that Oregon will be in Spokane. So I will be with the Ducks for the entire NCAA tournament run, and I'm hoping they get to go to NRG Stadium and it goes all the way through Houston. But, yeah, I will be with the Ducks their entire NCAA run.
Nice. All right, well, congratulations on that. We'll look forward to what you have to offer up this weekend. Always fun having you on KR. I'll talk to you next week.
Have a great Friday, Steve.
Take it easy.